Now, you're in for a treat. There, I didn't count first, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13 performers in the room, I think. I'll audit myself as, yes, I'm correct. The Pittsburgh Savoyards are here. And Thespis, it's certainly a premiere for the Pittsburgh Savoyards. And in Pittsburgh, it's probably a Pennsylvania premiere too. It opens April 28th. We'll talk more about the runtime and the show, but we're going to begin with an opening number. These are the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
Incident unprecedented. I hardly can believe it's true.
Why, bless the boy, he's quite demented. Why, what's the matter, sir, with you?
Speak quickly or you'll get a warning.
Why, mortals up the mount are swarming. Our temple on Olympus storming. In hundreds, aye, in thousands too.
Speak quickly, all the gods inform me. Why, mortals of the mount are swarming. Our temple on Olympus storming. In hundreds, aye, in thousands too.
Goodness gracious, how audacious, earthly spacious, why come here? Are impeding their proceeding, we're good breeding, that is clear. Goodness gracious, how audacious, earthly spacious, why come here? Are impeding their proceeding, we're good breeding, that is clear.
Jupiter, hear my plea upon the mount if they light. There'll be an end of me, I won't be seen by daylight.
Tartarus is the place these scoundrels you should send to. Should they behold my face, my influence there's an end to.
What fools to get themselves so much exertion.
A government they make assertion.
Perhaps the Alpha Club at their diversion.
They seem to be more like a Pope's excursion.
What fools to give themselves so much exertion? Our government surveil make assertion. Perhaps the Alpha Club at their diversion. They seem to be more like a Pope's excursion. Goodness gracious, how audacious, earth is spacious, why come here? Are impeding their proceeding, we're good breeding, that is clear.
Mighty Jove, you value your existence. Send them a thunderbolt with your regard.
My thunderbolts, though valid at a distance, are not effective at 100 yards.
Let the moon's rays, Diana, strike them flighty. Make them all lunatics in various styles.
My lunar rays, unhappily, are mighty, only at many hundred thousand miles.
Goodness gracious, how audacious, earth is spacious, why come here? Are impeding their proceeding, we're good breeding, that is clear. Goodness gracious, how audacious, earth is spacious, why come here? Are impeding their proceeding, we're good breeding, that is clear. That is clear. That is clear.
The Pittsburgh Savoyards, and I'm going to turn to Robert Hockenberry to tell us a little bit about what we just heard and also about the show.
So the concept of the show is that the Greco-Roman deities are real and are now showing their age after millennia and are not doing their jobs very effectively. Apollo complains that he is too tired to go out, so he sends a fog because it's just like the sun. And other such commonalities, and they have decided they need to do something to fix this when suddenly a troop of actors appear on the horizon of Olympus.
Interesting. So the actors are, well, we'll find out, but they're going to either help these gods or maybe take over their responsibilities.
We shall see.
We'll see as the show goes on. We'll make sure we get a chance to meet everybody. We'll get a few numbers in first, and we'll also talk with Lynette Garland, who's also here. We'll talk a bit about the show, where it's located, how to get tickets. But why don't we get another number and to get you a little bit deeper into the program before we do that. So what's about to happen next?
So the all-powerful deities are terrified of actors and run away. And we see our first two actors.
So they haven't lost all their senses.
No. They're intelligent enough to know actors are crazy. So they run away, and the first of the two actors who are there to celebrate their wedding day, Nicemas and Sparkion, come out, marvel about the ruins, and then they sing a song.
Once again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
Far away from all the world, ascension and division, with nature's wonders all unfurled to our delighted vision, with no one here, at least in sight, to interfere with our delight, to interfere with our delight, and to fond love sever. Oh, do not free thy hand from mine, I swear to thee, my love is thine, forever and forever, forever and forever. Oh, do not free thy hand from mine, I swear to thee, my love is thine, forever and forever.
On mountain top the air is keen and most exhilarating, and we say things we do not mean in moments less elating. So please to wait for thoughts that crop on tête-à-tête on mountain top, for thoughts that crop on mountain top may not exactly tally with those that you may entertain.
What a beautiful duet. And Robert, could you pass this microphone over to the two who just sung, because I can't let that pass without you introducing yourselves.
Hello, I am Zhen Yuding. I have been in the Savoy Arts since our last production of Sorcerer, and I'm loving every moment of this show.
So you're relatively new.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. What community do you live in?
Mount Lebanon.
And could I ask, most Savoy Arts, many, have other jobs. Some are professional actors. Which are you?
I'm a professional cybersecurity engineer.
I like to bring that up because I think people need to know that there's talent. Professions and talent of a performing kind are not mutually exclusive. I hope that came out right. Very nice to meet you, and thank you. And who is your partner here? Hello.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nadler. And I originally started performing with the Savoy Arts when I was a little kid. It was in 2004.
Yeah, you're a boomeranger, right? Did you go away and come back?
I did. Yeah. I did. So I performed for, when I was little, and it was kind of like a family thing. My brother and my mom and my sister, we all performed together. And, I went away for school, and when I came back in 2015, I started performing with the group again.
Well, that's terrific. Are you a performer, or do you have another profession?
So I am a speech-language pathologist.
You are a performer, clearly. I'm not gonna get the language correct here, but
sure. I did originally study music. I studied voice performance, and then I just kind of pivoted in another direction, and so I'm a speech-language pathologist now.
Now I'm curious. Either of you can answer this. It must take a lot of time and rehearsal to perfect a duet, as you just did. I've never thought much about it. How do you do it? Or is it as hard as I think it is?
I think kind of coordinating certain things, the end of the song, we kind of looked at each other to make sure we ended it at the same time. I don't know, Zhen, do you want to talk about more?
I rely on eye contact mostly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just think people see you and hear you, and it seems so effortless, but I can't imagine it's that. There's preparing to do it and also being in the moment as you do it. As long as the mic's out there, why don't we meet a few of the folks on your right and left? Left and right? That's your left. Hello.
Hello.
And I'll just give you an opportunity to answer any or none of the questions I've been asking here. So go right ahead. And plus your role in the show.
I'm playing Diana, aging deity.
Aging deity,
yeah,
Diana.
It's got a great ring to it, doesn't it?
And what's your name?
I'm Sally Denmead, and I've been doing these shows since 2004, and I did a little bit of boomeranging myself. I ran off and directed for another company for a while, and then I also directed for this company three shows, and now I'm back really having a great time getting into the sort of older lady roles in Gilbert and Sullivan, and there are plenty of them to sink your teeth into.
Oh, your voice is amazing. We have this form. Don't think I didn't catch your joke on this form here. We ask people to sign in, and it's a universal form. You know, we had three 15-year-olds and a 16-year-old. So age, we need to know their ages, but you have the same form. Most adults leave it blank. You wrote ancient.
That's right. I'm an ancient deity.
Ancient
I don't even know
deity.
My origins. I was, born from a something or other.
You'd never know.
Leto, I believe, was my mother. Something like that.
That gave me a big smile. Thank you. Why don't we meet a couple more, and then we'll go back to, we'll talk with Lynette about how to get tickets, and then back to Robert to take us to the third number. Hi.
Hi, I'm Wallace Lucas. I just moved to Pittsburgh last year to start my master's degree at Carnegie Mellon. When I got here, I started asking around about the local arts scene and was told about this wonderful group and was lucky enough to be asked to hop on board with Thespis. And I'm having a great time, and I've met a lots of wonderful people.
It's what's your field of study at Carnegie Mellon?
I study voice.
That's a terrific, good school for that. And it's so wonderful to see brand new Savoy Arts coming into the fold, too. So welcome.
Thank you.
And why don't we meet well, let's meet both of you, and then we'll stop, because you two were singing together on the first song. And, I mean, we won't stop forever. We'll get to you four after the next song.
Hello, I'm Corey Knott Wingard, and I am probably in this room. Well, no, Michelle has been with the Savoy Arts longer. I started back in 1998, and this is my 20th show with the company, and have loved it since the first day, and will never stop loving it. And I'm also playing an ancient deity, except I'm the king of the gods. I am Jupiter, and don't anybody forget it. And, yeah, so I did put my age down, but it's irrelevant.
That's okay. Corey is a strong SLB game player on Facebook, too, I'll have you know.
I am.
It took me a minute to, I'm thinking, wait, I recognize that guy. Nice to meet you. And finally, for now.
Hi, my name is Josh Berkey. I am relatively new to the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards. I joined last year. I was Samuel in the Pirates of Penzance. I had an amazing time, so I came back for Thespis. I am portraying the god Apollo. He's an ancient deity, but he doesn't like to admit that he's aging, so he's trying to, you know, stay youthful as much as he can. So,
what a neat concept for a show. It really is. So we'll meet you five after our next song. You can just pass that mic over, and I'll return it to my hand, and I'm going to turn to Lynette. Garland, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, we're talking about the production of Thespis, and they're singing numbers from the production of Thespis, where aging deities are replaced or at least aided? Supported, let's say. Is that the right word? I don't know, but by actors. I know that much.
But I think I am the aged deity here. Being with the company since 1992. Don't ask.
And if you're wondering, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts are devoted to performance of Gilbert and Sullivan. I should be letting you say these things.
We are. It's one of our main things. But we actually have branched out to do other shows as well. So we have our studio theater in Bellevue, which is not where this show is, but we're doing smaller shows. In fact, next season we're doing four shows there and one large show, which would be Iolanthe. But anyway, so this show is at the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Theater. It's really easy to get to. It's got lots of free parking right there, easy access.
That's in Ross, right?
Yeah, Ross Township. And it's a great spot. In fact, the building is kind of like a Greek-looking building with columns, so it's really good to be doing Thespis there. Not even though we won't be doing it, you know, outside. It has the outside exterior that you would expect to see with gods and goddesses.
Yeah, it is easy to get to. And PittsburghSavoyArts.org is where you'll find information, ticket details. The show opens this Friday, April 28th, and then it will run again the following day, the 29th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday the 30th at 2:30, and then the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the same times, 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and 2:30 on Sunday. And you've got, you know, such a talented folks to support. And I was just talking to a friend yesterday, a musician, about how important it is to actually experience live performers if you are able to do so. So I encourage you to come, even if you don't know anything about Gilbert and Sullivan. You'll be entertained, I think.
It's great. And this cast has 45 people in it. Our youngest member is 8. in this show. I'm not sure who's
what,
the oldest.
I wonder what the average of eight and ancient is. Probably
she's
still.
She's not an ancient.
Probably
deity.
Still ancient between yeah. eight. It probably ancient is like or ancient is like infinity.
And
probably.
Of course, we have a live orchestra of 30.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
It's really quite a show.
Excellent, Robert. What's next?
So the lovely couple have a fight because Sparkian wants a kiss and Nicemus is a proper young lady who wants to wait until they are married. So they storm off and the rest of the actors show up on the mountain and we hear the one song from Thespis that everybody knows because Gilbert and Sullivan ripped it out of Thespis and threw it in Pirates of Penzance, climbing over Rocky Mountain, which we're not going to do. so we get there. We're all happy. I don't know how we hiked to the top of Mount Olympus in time for a picnic in the afternoon, but we did. And then we get to the very first ever Gilbert and Sullivan patter song as the head of the acting company, Mr. Thespis of Thessalonian Theaters, sings about what it takes to be a proper company manager.
I once knew a chap who discharged a function on the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. He was conspicuous, succeeding for his affable ways and his easy breeding. Although a chairman of directors, he was hand in glove with the ticket inspectors. He tipped the guards with brand new fivers, and he sang little songs to the engine drivers. Each Christmas day he gave each toker a silver shovel and a golden poker. He'd buttonhole flowers for the ticket sorters and rich bath buns for the outside porters. He'd mount the clerks on his first-class hunters, and he built little villas for the roadside shunters. And if any were fond of pigeon shooting, he'd ask them down to his place at Tooting. 'Twas told to me with great compunction by one who had discharged with unction a chairman of director's function. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. For diddle-o, diddle-o, lo-lay. Of time there spread a rumor that he did all this from a sense of humor. So instead of signaling and stoking, they gave themselves up to a course of joking. Whenever they knew that he was riding, they shunted his train on the lonely siding or stopped all night in the middle of a tunnel on the plea that the boiler was a-coming through a funnel. If he wished to go to Perth or Stirling, his train through several counties whirling would set him down in a fit of larking at 4 a.m. in the wilds of Barking. This pleased his whim and seemed to strike it, but the general public did not like it. The receipts fell after a few repeating, and they got it hot at the annual meetings. 'Twas told to me with great compunction by one who had discharged with unction a chairman of director's function. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. All diddle-o, diddle-o, lo-lay. Followed out his whim with vigor, the shares went down to a nominal figure. These are the sad results proceeding from his affable ways and his easy breeding. The line with its rails and the guards and peelers was sold for a song to marine store dealers. The shareholders all are in the workus, and he sells pipe lights in the region circus. Was told to me with great compunction by one who had discharged with unction a chairman of director's function. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. On the north, south, east, west, Diddlesex Junction. Oh, diddle, oh, diddle, oh, diddle, oh, diddle, oh, diddle, oh,
going to ask about a pitter-patter song, or is that what you called it?
Patter song.
Patter song. I'm sorry. Pitter-patter, patter. I was going to ask you to define it, but I kind of – it's definitely the song that you are humming on the way home, I would think. But it's – is it the rhythm of the song? Or
it's the speed of the lyrics that create an internal rhythm within the song.
Okay. That – you learn something every day. The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, let us meet the remaining cast members and our quiet pianist, but we're at least going to say hello to you. But the soloist you just heard is?
Hi, my name is Logan Newman. I am playing the role of Thespis and am just having an absolute ball. It's been so much fun getting to make new friends and reconnect with friends that I've done shows with before. This is now my fourth show with the Savoyards, and they have become a family to me in so many ways.
You really carried that part very well, too. And I can't. I know you didn't write the lyrics, but you made them very easy to take in, and I was having trouble not laughing because you're saying
that's a good thing. I'll take that.
Yeah. let's meet who is behind you and around you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Alex Pallaciccio. I think this is my 12th show with the group.
Wow.
I've been with them since 2016, and it's been a lot of fun. I've met some wonderful people in the group. I am playing the god of Mars, another aged deity. He's the god of war, so get to go do battles and things like that. It's just a great time. I love this group. It's like a second family to me. It truly is. So.
Let's keep the god of war feeble and as powerless as possible. That sounds fun. Are you from this area?
So I'm originally from Johnstown, just east, and then I moved here in 2015, I think it was. Yeah, 2015. So
great, and then this has been a home for you since then.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's a fun thing to do. Every now and then, I opt out of a show, but I always come back.
And let's meet who's next to you. Hello.
Hello, I'm Michelle Gray Schaefer, and I'm playing Old Venus. But as I like to think of her, vintage Venus. And challenge my age at your own peril.
She was, I'm not going to say it, but she filled out our little sheet. How long have you done this sort of stuff?
I'm also a boomerang. I originally came to the Savoyards in 1980. And I did pretty much all the shows until the early 90s when I had three children and it got to be a bit too much. And so I came back three shows ago. And I kind of wish I had never been away because I'm enjoying it so much. I love this group. 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And I love this group now.
It's nice to have constants like that, whether you can be active or, less active. I'm sure you probably attended shows.
Absolutely.
In between. What's nice to meet you. We're going to, let's see. Yes, we've got you to meet. Hello.
Hello. I'm Deborah Geary. I am the other aged deity, Venus, the goddess of love. This is my 11th year with the Pittsburgh Savoyards. I don't know how many shows I've done. I literally lost count. I am a transplant from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I moved here in 2011, I think. And I found this group immediately and fell in love, and I pretty much have stayed. My daughter is the other nice miss, and she couldn't be with us today. So it's, she's fantastic. Her name is Alexander Axe. So please do come see both of us because we're all fantastic. I'm a paralegal in the real world.
It's good. So you'd be off. Paralegals have to know language. They'd be good at the Patcher songs. I'm learning, right? it's very nice to meet you. And also, Deborah had the, what is it? Always Deborah, sometimes Deb.
Deborah, never Debbie.
Deborah, never Debbie. I like that. Yes. Deborah, Debbie.
Yeah, only people who have known me longer than 40 years can call me Debbie. And yes, and I did fill out the sheet.
Yes, you did.
I'm old enough to know better.
Well, let's see if we can get a word or two out of Matt Brown, and then we're going to get back to the music. Matt is the accompanist. You sound great this morning. Can you mention just a bit about the orchestra that will be accompanying these guys?
So I accompany some rehearsals, but I won't actually play for the show itself.
Yeah.
It's just the orchestra. So I'm not actually a part of the orchestra rehearsal. So,
but they'll take over. Well, yeah. Lynette mentioned that.
She can.
It's it must be something to see these shows after working with the rehearsals and accompanying them and then to see it come to life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because when you're playing for rehearsals, I'm not always watching what they're doing.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
How could you?
So to actually see it is sometimes very different than what I think I'm hearing in my head.
Yeah, I know. Even for me, I try to take this in as carefully and closely as I can, but if seeing it is a totally different experience. Well, thanks for all your good work. Good to see you. And Lynette, how big is this orchestra? 30 people, I think you were saying?
Well, there's 35 people, but that's because not everybody plays every single show. So, but we have, you know, a full orchestra with all the instruments you would expect.
Yeah, and I mentioned size only to give you, as you listen, a sense of, I mean, you will hear a large, full-bodied instrumental accompaniment to these actors as they present. Again, the show opens this Friday. Don't want to have you open too early. April 28th, this Friday, running the 28th and the 29th, Friday and Saturday, April, at 7:30, and then the 30th at 2:30, and then the following weekend at the same times.
Yeah. I want to mention that we're also doing two live streams, and those will be on the last Saturday and Sunday. So if you're not able to come in person, and if you live, I know you've got a large coverage on your station here
right
in Barrie now. So people are out of state and they're going, well, I'm not going to come to Pittsburgh. You don't have to. You can watch it online. And those tickets are also available through, if you go to our website, you can get the link. Actually, and for this show, because it's a Pittsburgh premiere, there are a lot of GNS aficionados that are flying in from all over the country to see this show, because it is not done very often. So this was the first show that Gilbert and Sullivan did together. And then it was kind of lost.
And the show is Thespis. You just made these guys all, like, really nervous. No, these people are all flying in everywhere. They're not nervous, I can tell.
Well, I think it's just really cool. And we keep getting calls from people who, like, you know, worked with Bruce Montgomery, who wrote a lot of the music for this show, because some of the original music was lost. And so we've been getting all these interesting communiques from people who knew Bruce, who was in Philadelphia, Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and I think the university there. And it's just been a really interesting thing that we've been doing with this show.
So I never thought about it. There really is quite a network, I'm sure.
There is
worldwide.
A network. There is a network. And this show is not done very often. Because it's not, you know, it's not a royalty-free show, as most Gilbert and Sullivan shows are, in, you know, over 100 years old. So this one's a licensed show, and it's a very interesting experience.
Thespis is its name, and I think we have two or three, I'm losing count, three more numbers, and I'm going to go back to Robert Hockenberry, director, and what's next, Rob?
So the gods consult with Thespis and decide that they want to go down to Earth for 1 year to measure the mood of the people. And while they are gone, gods help us, the actors will take their place. And this is a snippet of the Act One finale.
Then it's a bargain. It's a bargain. And that you may not be entirely without assistance, we will leave you Mercury. And whenever you find yourself in a difficulty, you can consult him. So that's arranged. You take my
my place, my boy, while we make trial of a new existence. At length I shall be able to enjoy the pleasures I have envied from a distance.
Compelled upon Olympus here to stop, while other gods go down to play the hero. Don't be surprised if on this mountain top you find your Mercury is down to zero.
To Earth, a way to join immortal acts and gather fresh materials to write on. Investigate more closely several facts that I for centuries have thrown some light on.
As the modest moon with crescent bow have always shone a light to nightly stand on, I must say I should like to go below and find out if the game is worth the candle.
You
I
take
with
my
crescent bow
should like to back ten cables of diamonds, so that's a
and wear his glow, the very part for me it is, to Mother Earth to make a track, may all us bird and booted too, and you will fill till they come back, the parts you best are suited to, you will fill till they're back, the parts you best are suited to.
Why mighty Jove comes down below with all the other deities, you will fill his place and wear his glow, the very part for me it is, to Mother Earth to make a track, all us bird and booted too, and we will fill till they come back, the parts they best are suited to.
We will fill till they're back, the parts we best are suited to.
Here's the pretty tale for future Iliads and Odysseys. Mortals are about to personate the gods and goddesses. Now to set the world in order, we will work in unity. To set the world in order, we will work in unity. Jupiter's perplexity is Thespis' opportunity. Here's a pretty tale for future Iliads and Odysseys. Mortals are about to personate the gods and goddesses. Now to set the world in order, we will work in unity. Now to set the world in order, we will work in unity. Jupiter's perplexity is Thespis' opportunity.
Phoebus am I with golden ray, the god of day, the god of day, with shadowy night has held a sway, I make the goddess fly. Tis mine the task to wake the world in slumber girl, in slumber girl. By me charms are all unfurled, the god of day am I.
The god of day, the god of day, that part shall our spark in play. Ha 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 ha.
Shadows of the sky. By
mighty old Mars, the god of war. I'm destined for a terribly famous conqueror with sword upon his thigh. When armies meet with eager shout and warlike rout, you'll find me there without a doubt. The god of war am I.
The god of war, the god of war.
The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, there you hear the actors making their ascent or descent. I guess it's a
little of both.
Yeah, a little bit of as they take over for the gods. We have about 2.5 minutes of radio time. I'm going to thank our guests from Youth Enrichment Services today, Nehemiah and C. Asia and Cameron and also Carlos. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next week here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. PittsburghSavoyArts.org for ticket information. The show opens this Friday. And would you like to close with a number?
Yes, we have one final number.
Wonderful.
We will do the first two parts of it. Cut it, Thespis. So as the actors take place, they realize that Diana and Apollo may be twins as deities, but in real life they're a married couple, which causes some problems with what their real life relationships are.
You're Diana, I'm Apollo, and Calliope is she.
He's your brother, you're another, he has fairly married me. By the rules of this fair spot, I'm his wife and you are not.
By the rules of this fair spot, I'm my wife and you are not.
He's your brother, you're another, he has fairly married me. By this golden wedding ring, I'm his wife and you're a thing.
By this golden wedding ring, I'm his wife and you're a thing.
Please will someone kindly tell us who were the respective kin. Oh, the men are very jealous, neither of us will give in. Please will someone kindly tell us who were the respective kin.